Good evening. We assemble ourselves now Wednesday evening, and we're going to be in a study, a great study on Ezekiel. But getting ready for our study tonight, I've got to go over a couple of things. First of all, hundreds of California churches in California plan to reopen on May 31st, despite the governor's order. So we'll see what happens in California. China ensures stability by demolishing churches and removing crosses throughout the country. People, let me tell you something. It's going to get rough. What's happening economically, what's happening as far as freedom is concerned in America, you better get yourself organized with the Lord and have your mind set to spend your life with the Lord, because I think it's going to get really rough and ugly in the next few years. And so, freedom is under unbelievable attack in America today, as far as understanding what freedom really is. I've never seen what's going on politically, the way the Democrats hate the President of the United States. And I mean, it doesn't matter to them, right, wrongs, anything. They hate President Trump. And they want it out. And so, how fast things are going to go, what's going to happen, they're going to work every way that they possibly can as far as the election is concerned in November, whether it's going to be the evil of voting by mailing, and that is just going to be the most unbelievable evil, and it's just going to be unbelievable. So you need to be in prayer. You need to be in prayer for a president, for a vice president, for a country, for a country. It just is amazing, the hatred that is going on in this country. I just have never seen anything like it at all. And so you need to get yourself stirred up and decide where you're going to stand as far as the teaching of the Word of God is concerned. Church, meeting with one another, whatever is going to happen, it's going to be very, very difficult. And what's happening in the world and in America. So let's get ourselves ready for the study tonight. We're in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and we're dealing with the end of the 7 years, coming toward the end of the 7 years of the tribulation, and what's going to happen in that time frame. Let's begin with the word of prayer. Set yourself to the teaching of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit teach, not me. Let Him teach us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for Your Word, and how excited we are for things that are going to be happening in history, both in the church age and in the tribulation and at the end of the tribulation. Father, we pray Your Spirit will open our hearts and our minds to things You would have us to see and to understand in living each day of our lives to the honor and glory of Christ. In His precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, what we're going to do first, I want to open your Bibles to Ezekiel 38. And let's read from verse 17 through the end of the chapter and through 23. And watch and listen to what's going to be happening at this point in history. Verse 17. Thus says the Lord God, are you the one? Now think of what it's saying. Are you the one of whom I spoke in former days through my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days for many years that I would bring you against them. Now, think of what's going on. We have God is talking at this time in history, in the tribulation, but he's going to talk to them about going back to the time of the teaching of Ezekiel. So, are you the one, Gog, Russia, of whom I spoke of through my servants, the prophets of Israel? Are you the one? Now, verse 18. It will come about on that day when Gog comes up against the land of Israel, declares the Lord God, that my fury will mount up in my anger. Now, people, you're hearing some things about the Lord. You don't really hear that much about him. Verse 19. In my zeal, in my blazing wrath, I declare that on that day there will surely be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. Now listen, the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the field, all the creeping things that creep on the earth, and all the men who are on the face of the earth will shake at my presence. The mountains also will be thrown down the steep pathway will collapse, and every wall will fall to the ground. It's going to be unbelievable what's going to happen. Verse 21, I will call for a sword against him, and all the mountains, declares the Lord, and every man's sword will be against his brother. Ain't you get it? They will be against themselves. So what's going to happen is the battle will occur. No one is going to attack Israel. Israel is going to attack no one. They will all attack each other. Verse 22, with pestilence and with blood, I will enter into the judgment with him. And I will rain on him and on his troops, and on the many peoples who are with him, all the armies that have come together with Russia. A torrent rain with hailstones and fire and brimstone. I will magnify myself, sanctify myself, and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord. This is all that is going to start happening. Now let's take a look. Verse 17. Really interesting, the verse going on here. Perspective of it, writing there. Verse 17. Thus says the Lord God. Now stop right there. Stop right there. This is the fifth time in chapter 38 where this prophecy is declared by the word of the Lord. Dear people, please pay close attention to the word of the Lord in your own life, your own marriage, your own life right now. The importance of increasing the knowledge of God, Colossians 3:10, to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter. Of course, the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. The phrase, thus says the Lord, is said seven times. seven times is stated. So I will think about, like every one of you, as we go through this, he wants you to get the idea. He got something he wants you to hear and pay attention to. Now, what is the question the Lord is asking? Let me give it to you simple. What, who, and how? First of all, who? Who? And are you addressing Gog? Are you? And one of whom I, Jesus Christ, the one whom I, Jesus Christ, spoke in former days through my servants, the prophets, Israel, the prophets of Israel. This would be Zephaniah, Jeremiah, Joel, Zechariah, Daniel. All of them are involved here. Who prophesied in those days, back in the days of when we're reading. In those days, for many years, we'll be covering the years of Zephaniah, Jeremiah, Joel, Zechariah, Daniel, all these men. These are the prophets that have spoken. And the Lord is going to say to the people who are coming in from Russia, are you the ones I've been talking to? Yeah, you're the ones. You're the ones. I would bring you, Gog, against them. Israel, the answer to the question of verse 17 is an affirmative one. From here, we have the second coming of Jesus Christ. Not as an humble Savior in the city of Jerusalem. Now he's going to come as a warrior. And he's going to come with wrath. And he's going to bring it down against Russia and all of those countries. Verse 18 continues the what? Verse 18. And it will come about, absolute prophecy, on that day of the Lord, that we have been studying all along. When, continuing the reading now, verse 18, when Gog comes against the land of Israel. Okay, Russia is going to come down and go against Israel. Satan is moving against the people of Israel, declares the Lord God. That, now, that is what is going to happen. In answer to what? Let me get this down. The Lord uses three Hebrew words to describe what is going to be happening on this day. Three Hebrew words. Day of the Lord, at the end of the tribulation. First, the word used to describe first is Allah, A-L-A-H. Which means to go up. His fury will mount up. Mount up. Be lifted up. His fury will be lifted up higher than it has ever been raised in history. This is going to be unbelievable in the annals of military history. What's going to happen? It is going to be unbelievable. My fury will mount up in my anger. This is a great anthropomorphism. Jesus Christ is only one who is able to save Israel. Jesus is the only one that's going to be able to save Israel. See? Now, just as the only one who can save all humankind, and the only one who can save us through and carry us through COVID-19. But right now, this is going to be at the time of this point in history. My fury, this is the second word. my fury. It's the Hebrew kama, which means heat, rage, poison. It even means venom. See? Used of man, used of God. God become angry against Satan. And he moves to overtake the world. You think the great flood was something big in Genesis? You think Sodom and Gomorrah was something? If you haven't seen anything yet. What's going to happen in those few days, through period of time, at the end of the tribulation, it is going to be unbelievable. People, do not let anyone ever tell you that there is no righteous wrath from God. Don't ever let anyone tell you that. You will see it in history as you've never seen it before in all of history. The lake of fire. What is going to happen is going to be unbelievable. He's going to bring forth. Please never forget the completeness of all that God and all that he is going to strike with his wrath is going to happen right here on earth. It's going to happen in Israel. Think about how small it is right now. Think of how little Israel is. And all of this is going to happen in this time frame. Now, my wrath or my fury will mount up. Allah, go up, ascend, take away. God's righteous indignation rises up in my anger. This is a third word used to describe what is going to happen on this day. Af, A-A-P-H is the idea of the Hebrew, but it means nose, nostrils. It's a picture of anger, like a bull. Bull, I'm sure you know of it, whether you've ever seen it. I've only seen it one time. A real angry bull. And they're fearful. But this is what is the picture of being used in the Hebrew, see, which is seen in animals, bulls and other animals, where they breathe sneeze out of their nose, the nostrils, like snoring anger. Ad Kemah, C-H-E-M-A-H, and Af, together, in reference to God, as occurs here, the expression denotes the strongest kind of anger by God that he could ever let loose. Cal, in my office, I have the Cal and Dillage, about 20 volumes, but on two volumes dealing with Ezekiel, Kyle describes this in this manner. My wrath ascends in my nose. That's the way he puts it forth. The outburst of the wrath shows itself in the vehement breath which the wrathful man inhales and exhales out of his nose. The clear message of the message by God of what's going on is the limit of his, he's reached the limit of his patience. God's limit has last. It's been going on since all through Old Testament history, all through church history, the 7 years going into the tribulation, and that's it. He will no longer hold back his wrath. He will now bring forth his wrath against Gog and the allies of Gog. What is seen here is the timing of God. The day of the Lord has come. The day of the Lord has come. It is now time for patience. Not to have the patience with which nations have put up with each other and been against Israel, annihilation of Israel. The Lord himself will take it upon himself in the destroy of the enemies of Israel and a judgment that will come out as never before in history, as we're going to be seeing. Now, I don't know how this is all going to work, people. He comes back to earth. I think we come back with him to watch. We don't do anything, but he comes back to earth and we get to watch all of this. And it's the best that I can tell of what's going to happen. Now, in verse 19, we are told of two divine attitudes from God. Two divine attitudes from God. Verse 19. From this verse, everyone should understand the Lord's attitude toward his people and his land, Israel, and all the Jews, and toward those who come against his people in the land. It would do you good, do you well, to fully understand those things that the Lord holds dear. Do you well to know it? What happens to Israel right now today? He has an attitude toward them. You should know and have an attitude about Israel. His attitude about Israel right now. So it would do you really good to fully grasp and understand the things that the Lord holds dear. And you should know them, like marriage. Man between a man and a woman. Family. The proclamation of his gospel. Treating his people. It's just amazing what's going on to Christians in the voice of the martyr all over the world. In China, India, Pakistan, what's happening to Christians? He's taken note. He's taken note. And I would hate to be the one when his wrath is finally expressed. So verse 19, and in my zeal and in my blazing wrath, he used to reveal God's attitude toward the enemies of Israel, the Jews. In my zeal. King James says, in my jealousy. Now the Hebrew word refers to both zeal and jealousy. The word is used to describe intense fervor, passion. This word is used in a good and in a bad way. Zeal. For the fervor of the Lord against all those that seek to destroy Israel. It's just amazing what's building up around the world against the Jews. Even what's going on in America right now. The Democrats have a man running for president. And he has well said, he has said, when I've been president and Trump loses, I will take away everything he has done in Israel. Look at it. See what he said. I'm taking it all away. I'm not going to have their capital in Jerusalem. I'm not going to support their taking of various land. He's going to come against Israel. People, it's going to pick up. Be ready. Be ready. Even if Trump wins, it's only 4 years, and it'll come again. So what we're studying here, get ready for it happening. This is exciting stuff. In my blazing, yes.
In regards to that time of the tribulation, I know that we will not be there.
No.
To witness it. But you said that the Lord is going to take some number of days to accomplish this.
Yes.
He is at the end of his patience. Certainly, he can, in his omnipotence, at the blink of an eye, destroy everything and settle it all.
Yes.
Of a moment. So I'm assuming that by taking his time, however long that is, it's for a reason. Is it for the rest of the world to witness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's also to have everything move. In other words, the army has got to move down from Russia, run down through, come down through Syria, and come down, and then start moving into the Israel. But what's going to happen is coming up, they will go beyond it, and then they're going to come back, and I'll show you that in a few little bit. They'll come back, and that's when all the battle will really start. There'll be a lot of military movement.
So a lot of military movement, a lot of mankind.
Yes.
Human initiative, doing all of that.
Yes.
For some period of time.
Yes.
And then the Lord appears.
Yes.
After all that.
Yes. There's a lot of military movement to be going on. We're studying right now the Russia moving down. But we've got China coming in. We've got the South armies coming in. We've got them coming in from the East and the West, the Roman Empire. They're moving in. All kinds of movements. Right now we're just moving, looking at one area, one army. But it's going to be unbelievable. And I'll tell you, the people that love to study history, the military, they're going to be having a ball. They're going to be having a ball. And even ones who aren't really pro Israel or against Israel, they're going to be so involved with all that's going on with the military. It is unbelievable. And what's going to be happening. Okay? All right, now. And in my blazing wrath, fire, wrath, overflowing anger. People, please know that God is love, but His love, He also is righteous. While His love has power, It will do you well to remember His anger, His wrath, His power. It will do you well to remember it. The universal flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, and of course, the frightful day at the end of the tribulation. So many different things happen through history. So don't ever forget. Don't get so involved with His love. You lose fast of His wrath. He's going to reveal His anger. Now, think about your own life. How many days you have to live and pray and witness and tell others of Jesus Christ? Things are really mounting up. COVID-19 is just getting things really going here in the world, and the movement, militaries, things that are going on. It's going to be powerful. Now, in reference to this day, Zephaniah. Let's turn to Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 15. A day of wrath is the day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction, a day of desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath. How about that? No money, gold, silver, nothing. And all the earth will be devoured in the fire of his jealousy. For if he will make a complete end, indeed terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth. I think what's happening right now, people, God's just putting it off so that you can tell someone about the gospel. You can tell someone in your family. You can tell someone you know about Jesus Christ. It's time to start taking your life seriously. I don't know how much time we have. Should make every day count. Grow in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Meet Him in prayer. Pray like you've never prayed before. Okay. Now, Ezekiel 38:19 expresses the administration of the wrath of God over the earth to all who come up against his people and against his land. Charles Feinberg, I tell you, I love some of the men that I study, and I can't wait to meet them in heaven. Men who spent their time studying the Word of God. Didn't have a big congregation. Just studied the Word. And Charles Feinberg is great in this area. In his commentary on Ezekiel, he says, "The Lord himself will undertake the destruction of Israel's enemies, used to use no secondary agent. For this, it would be the final and irrevocable judgment." In other words, he says, Christ is coming. And he's not going to use anybody else. He's not going to use angels. He's not going to use church age history. He's not going to use any Jews. He's going to do it all. It's going to be unbelievable. Okay, now it says, "I, God, declare for the whole world, from the time of Ezekiel to the day of the Lord, that on that day," day of the Lord, day of his return, what knows God declares in his blazing anger and wrath. Take a look. "There will surely be a great earthquake in the land of Israel." Think about that. He's going to cause a great earthquake. There have been a lot of earthquakes lately in the last 30 years. Just recently, there's one in Nevada. And they're just happening over. People, you've not seen one until this time in history. An earthquake in the land of Israel. I want you to look at Ezekiel chapter 5. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 13. Ezekiel 5, 13. I love this study. Tomorrow I got to get back into working on grace and spiritual love is not jealous and go through all of this. And I love that. And in grace. But I want to get back to Ezekiel. It is just so much. But let's look at Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 13. Look at it. "Thus my anger will be spent, and I will satisfy my wrath on them, and I will be appeased. Then they will know that I, the Lord, had spoken in my zeal when I have spent my wrath upon them." People, that's a powerful statement. Look at Isaiah chapter 29. Isaiah 29. I had some other ones I wanted to look at, but let's just look at these two. Isaiah 29, and we're going to look at verse 6. Isaiah 29, 6. "From the Lord of hosts, you will be punished with thunder and earthquake and loud noise, with whirlwind and tempest, and that flame of consuming fire." I think you get the idea. God's going to be upset. He's going to be coming down with His wrath. Now, a study of the book of Revelation. As I look at these things, I think, man, I get to go back and maybe look at some things in Revelation. But Revelation, there will be several mighty earthquakes during the tribulation. Great earthquakes. And people, earthquakes are occurring, as I just said a moment ago, all over and with an intense number for the last 35 years. Wake up. Wake up, world. Wake up, unbelievers. Wake up, believers. Things are going on in the world. Now, the question. What about these earthquakes foretold by God in Ezekiel 38:19? What about these? What is their purpose? What is the purpose of these earthquakes in Ezekiel? Revelation in Ezekiel. I like the way Randall Price, I've come to kind of know him over the years at the conferences in December, and also the pastor's conference, and superb individual. But let me just read to you. I like the way Randall Price answers this question in this book of, in his book of Ezekiel with Tim LaHaye. He says, according to verses 19 through 21, a divinely appointed earthquake will be so severe as to disorient Gog, multiple national forces, and just mess them up and cause them to be confused, and they will start fighting each other. It's going to be caused this disruption. They will fight each other. The earthquake, continuing, the earthquake will apparently set off volcanic deposit in the region, bringing down on Gog's army a hail of molten rock and burning sulfur with the result that the enemy will turn against each other, destroying themselves. They will strike and blow against themselves, not against Israel. They'll be so alarmed, they'll be destroying each other. Now, people, read carefully verse 30. This is going to be fun. Ezekiel 38:30. Think what He is doing when you read this. We think that God is getting the world attention with COVID-19. But not really. The world has stopped a little bit and turned turning back to God. And I'm very thankful. We've had a lot of people study into our studies on Sunday morning and Wednesday. A lot of churches, good solid churches, are having a lot of people. See? And I wonder how long that'll last. I wonder how long that'll last. Almost everybody is going to be attention for a while, but I think we're going to go back to socialism, communism, and turning away from freedom throughout the world. Now, I think a lot of people are coming, and I'm glad they're listening. I'm glad. When it is all over, will they still be there? Will they still be listening to us? Will you come to Bible class, church, meet with one another? See? Will it change this country morally? Will it? Gooding report this morning said that some interview or some people that take surveys, that a lot of Christians are saying God is getting their attention to change their moral life. I hope so. But how long will it last? How long will they stay morally straight and grow in the Word of God? Will they change their morality? Will it strengthen people's marriages? Some people say a lot more divorces are happening. Some people are saying parents are really being brutal to children. I don't know what's going on. I hope they are. I hope they're listening. I hope they're praying with their children, studying the Word of God with their children. All these wonderful things. See? I urge you to continue in your prayers for Spring Valley Bible Church, for people to come to this church. Pray for America. Pray. Pray for people. Redeem the time. I've said this several times. Redeem the time. Redeem it. This is a valuable period of time. You can spend your time with your husband and your wife at home, with your children, studying the Bible, playing Bible games. Redeem the time. You come in from outside and you got to wash your hands. Pray. Three people. Pick three people, pray while you're washing your hands, getting that soap all through you. Are you in prayer? Are you in prayer? Your prayer at night, your prayer in the morning, pray during the day, studying the Bible. Is he more serious to you today? I hope so. Verse 20, take a look at it now. This is unbelievable. Watch it. And the fish and of the sea and birds of the heavens and beasts of the field, all the creeping things that creep on earth, and all men are on the face of the earth, will shake at my presence. Wow, that's frightening. The fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, beasts of the field, all the creeping things that creep on the earth, and all the men who are on the face of the earth will shake at my presence. It's going to be unbelievable. It'll be unbelievable. Do you get it? When God is ready to get our attention, and be sure you grasp that what God is going to do to shake the world, He is coming to redeem Israel, and that will shake the world. The world is going to get their focus of attention on Israel. God. It's going to be unbelievable. And all the face of the earth will shake at my presence. It's going to be unbelievable. This is the verbal form of the noun for earthquake. Get shaking. Here is where, verse to man, all humans on earth will shake at the coming of Jesus Christ, and all peaceful, how peaceful all the first advent was in Christ's coming in the little town of Bethlehem. How peaceful. Little town in Bethlehem. Few people even knew he was being born. But when he returns, the earth will shake. And all the earth will shake. People, I wonder if I can do this to you. Look what it says. When all men who are on the face of the earth will shake in my presence. That's Brazil, Canada, America, India, Africa, all over the world are going to shake when he comes. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. And the war is going to be unbearable for these people. Okay. Here we have all mankind. At the coming of Jesus Christ is going to be in shaking. This is foretold, but they are not listening. They're not listening. People aren't paying attention. Gog will not listen and move against Israel. I wish Russia right now. I wish there'd be a revival. I wish the revival was going on in Russia today. They're not going to. Putin's not going to. They're looking with their, licking their lips to get Israel, the center of the world. All the gold, all the wealth, all the prosperity that's going on in Israel. They want it. They want it. It won't be America. It'll be Israel. That's where they're coming from. From all over the world to take over Israel. It's just unbelievable what's going to happen. Then Jesus Christ will enter into the atmosphere and the earth will shake. Now, look at the last three phrases in verse 20. The great earthquake is now described at the presence of Jesus Christ. As we read this, ask yourself, do you believe this is going to happen? Do you believe this is going to happen? People, I hope the presence of Jesus Christ in your life right now makes a difference in your life every day. I hope it makes a difference in your life every day in your life now. See? But it's going to make a difference in the tribulation. Look at this. The mountains, David would have said now, the mountains also will be thrown down. Next, the steep pathways will collapse and every wall will fall to the ground. So take a look at it now. The mountains also will be thrown down. The steep pathways will collapse, and every wall will fall to the ground. Everything alive on earth will shake. Everything inanimate will shake. Everything animal will shake. Everything alive will shake. Wars often change the structure of a city. or even a country. But here, people, God will change the terrain, the whole terrain, completely. It will change as we have seen, never seen before. When the battle is completely over, Israel will be beautiful. There'll be a split down the middle of it. Half down the middle of Israel. It's going to be on the land from just north of Egypt all the way up to Syria, Mount Hermon, and then over toward actually it'll even go beyond the Sea of Galilee. And it's going to be unbelievable. All this will be their land. Okay. Mount of Olives will be split through Jerusalem to the Mediterranean. Okay. Let's get to work. Verse 21. Got to move on a little bit. Verse 21. Friendly fire will be destructive. You understand that? Friendly fire will be destructive. Not enemy fire, friendly fire. And I shall call for a sword against Gog, against him, Gog, on all my mountains, Jerusalem, and around Jerusalem, declares the Lord. Okay, what is interesting here is what sword will Gog call against Gog. Gog. Who will be wielding these swords? Who's going to be it? Is it going to be Gog coming against Israel? His own army will strike against itself. That's what's going to happen. The only Gog will kill will be each other. Not one Israel will be killed by Gog. Not one. They will be in battle against themselves, killing each other. Every man's sword will be against his brother. God will bring darkness on the earth along with the earthquake, and God will cause such confusion, all these armies, that they gather together to attack Israel, and they will get so confused they'll be striking each other. Verse 22 is attention getting today with COVID-19. Take a look. And will pestilence, with pestilence, disease. We saw people when they went into confusion with a panic, things would come with swine flu. And with a coronavirus, these kind of things happen. Say, you haven't seen anything yet. And it's going to be so nerve-wracking going on in Israel. With blood shed violently, I will enter into judgment. Uh-oh. I, Jesus Christ, shall enter into judgment. Blood running down through the valley, Armageddon, and it says that part of it's going to be where the blood will go up to the shoulder of a horse. It's going to be so bloody. It's going to be unbelievable what's going to be happening at this time. And what will happen. And people, they're not going to be attacking any Jews. Attacking each other. With him, and I shall reign on him. I shall enter into judgment with him, and I shall reign on him. Hell, storm, darkness, tornadoes, and on his troops, turning them against confusion, fear, panic, killing each other. Blood, screaming, oh, it's going to be unbearable. And all, and on the many people who are on with him, a torrential rain with hailstones, fire, brimstone. Unbelievable. Look real quick. I know what time it is. Look real quick. In Revelation 12, 16. Look at Revelation 16. Revelation 16, verse 21. And huge hailstones, look, about 100 pounds each. Now, people, that give you a headache. That's dangerous. Huge hailstones, about 100 pounds each, come down from heaven upon men. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, because its plague was extremely severe. It's going to be so hellacious. Now, the final objective. Had they only turned to the Lord, all these things would have not need to occur. Now, look now at the glory of the Lord. Glory of God. Glory of the God that will come. Verse 23. And I will magnify myself, sanctify myself, and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord. Do you know who He is? I hope you do. But He's going to make Himself known throughout the world. Let me read it one more time. Take a look. Verse 23. And I, Jesus Christ, will magnify myself, sanctify myself, and make myself known in the sight of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord. We do not see the Lord magnified throughout the world today. In fact, with martyrs dying all over the world, seeing little of the glory of the Lord. But people, it's going to happen. Just be at peace in your soul. It's going to happen. First look, what is going to happen throughout the world? First look, what's going to happen. And I will magnify myself. I will magnify myself. This is a hithpael. I know that doesn't mean anything to you, but let me share with you the joy of this. First thing, this is connected to the PL. That's intensive. This is intensive. I will magnify myself intensively. And the hithpael is expressive, reflexive for oneself. I shall magnify myself. That's what he's saying here. Intense, reflexive. Describe it here as performed with regard to and for himself. It's going to happen for his own glory. And everybody else is just going to have to sit back and listen. In Israel and throughout the whole world. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be for his own interest. And it means that God will make himself great before the world, before the nations of the world. It is going to be excited. It is exciting to see the whole world just stop. Everyone is just going to stop. Children, adults, everyone is going to stop and just look and stare at him. People have been denying him since creation. Been denying him throughout the world today. But he is going to let himself be known. Then I will make myself in the sight of many nations. I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. This is, I myself will magnify myself. I will cause to become evident who I am. See? As today, there are many idols around the world. Muslims. India. It's going to be one. It's going to be our God. All the others will be gone. He will reveal himself. I will sanctify myself. I will sanctify myself before the world. Okay, I don't want to first do this thing. This is too good. I can either be on going and use your more time, or we can just pick it up next week. Let you meditate on these verse 33. Let's just think about verse 23. What is happening? What God is going to do? What He's going to? How He's going to come back? He's going to stop Gog, and He's going to end them, and then He will shout. He will make Himself be made known, and the whole world will be in a freeze. It will be in a freeze. He will make Himself known. His light will put the dark, wherever it is dark on earth, it'll all be light. They will know Him. Now, the fearful thing, this is fearful, not everyone will believe in Him. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? When this happens, not everyone is going to believe. They're going to be in fear, but they're not going to believe. And after all this is over, He's going to remove all unbelieving Jews with a baptism of fire. He will remove all unbelieving Gentiles with a baptism of fire. And there's going to be a few people left on earth, born again believers. And then we'll start the millennium. But what is just amazing is that people, after all that has gone on for 7 years, they still will not believe in Him. They still will not believe in Him. Tell your friends about Jesus Christ. Tell them know Him right now. Know Him as their Savior. Let your children know Him. Let them know Him. His power. His glory. His righteousness, His love, His mercy. Tell them. Let them know Him. Be sure your children know Him. That they know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Sunday morning, first class, want to study spiritual love. Is not jealous. Not arrogant. Not arrogant. And then we're going to study grace in the second class. I really enjoyed getting into grace, this study. I've been doing this for 45, 46 years now, and I'm still learning things that I did not know dealing about with His grace. So we'll be here Sunday morning. Get these things taken care of. I wish you the best. Going through the Word. Praying. Talking with your family. About Jesus Christ. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father. You're going to come and make Yourself known on the world. But Heavenly Father, it is our prayer that You will make Yourself known to us each day. You let us let Yourself be known to us by the power of Your Spirit and opening Your Word. Learning more and more of Jesus Christ in the Word of God. Father, we pray that Your Spirit can use the things we've seen tonight. That we can wake people up. Even in the church age, to wake up to who and what He is. Father, I pray Your Spirit can use these things now to the honor and glory of Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen.